from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Olympic sports happening right now. We got the basketball going on. The USA men's team has a 63-51 lead over Serbia with, what does that clock mean again? It's 8 minutes and 25 seconds. All right, yes. We got that right that time.
You know, at least we have like the normal size key now, right? Like it's not like that crooked. You remember in the older Olympics, there was like that international. Like
diagonal.
Like almost trapezoid style key or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, LeBron just assaulting a Serbian man out there and now complaining again. We are 15 or 25 minutes into the show, and LeBron has complained like twice after just absolutely left tackle shoving a player.
That was a forearm shiver.
Yeah, my God. And then Joel Embiid. Oh, my God.
See, okay, the play's already over.
This is a full-on battle going on.
Why is Joel Embiid grabbing the player after he saw LeBron push a dude over? That just makes no sense.
Are we sure we're not watching judo?
Yeah. The hell? Takedown.
Yeah.
2 points.
How do we feel about that opening ceremony? I was entranced on the Olympics opening ceremony.
I didn't watch it. I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just read some reactions. And, I mean, I'm for it. I don't know. I don't care.
They brought them out on boats.
Oh, that was cool. My wife and I got captivated by it. We watched it, actually.
Most of the things I saw
pissing rain out there.
We're about like there's some sort of Last Supper recreation or something like that that was controversial.
Yeah, there was a stage on like a footbridge on one of I think it was just over the CN, and that stage essentially was like half the show, and there was like a picture to start of basically it was mimicking the Last Supper, but it was all like transgender or, you know, people like that are poly
drag,
or pan or whatever.
Think,
in drag. And it was very, very controversial because of that.
Oh, is this why when I jumped on Twitter and went to the For You section, I was getting a bunch of the opening ceremony satanic.
Satanic
symbols.
That's what it was. Yes.
That damn Gojira metal band out there performing.
There was actually somebody that was accidentally exposed during that whole...
Exposed?
Yeah, like they're...
Like hanging dong during
not
the...
quite hanging dong, but hanging parsitables out of his shorts. And that was on the... I guess you could call it the International Olympic stage. Every single country got a taste of that.
Man, I wish I would have seen that.
They're really stepping their game up.
Wow.
So offending people with satanic rituals, apparently, and also with balls.
Yes, very nice. A lot of balls in the Olympics, though. There's handball, which I didn't know was an Olympic sport now. I thought it was just a bunch of bros that like to play it in their free time. How close are we to getting pickleball in the Olympics? I say it's probably happening in the L.A. one.
Yeah.
I bet you they throw it in the L.A. Olympics.
I wouldn't be surprised.
If breaking can get in, pickleball can definitely get in.
I feel like breaking was like 30 years late. I mean,
you think?
Breakdancing was...
It's not cool anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I think they really missed the boat on that.
Do we have the Jabberwockies for the Team USA? Is there a team competition?
The Jabberwockies.
It's just turning into America's Got Talent.
Yes.
That's what the Olympics are now.
We're going to have, like, magic tricks in the next Olympics. I do have, like, a list of some sports that used to be in the Olympics. They used to have plunge for distance.
Plunging. Distance plunging.
Yeah, they just see how far you can dive, like, into the water.
I mean, that seems like a pretty good barometer of how fit your country is.
1904 Olympics in St. Louis. I don't think we're going back to St. Louis for the Olympics anytime soon. Divers were judged by how far they floated without moving for 60 seconds. That doesn't sound like
plunging. Sounds stupid.
Yeah. Someone named William Paul Dickey. Of course, famous Olympiad, boasting a plunge of 62 feet and 6 inches.
Willie Dickey with the win, bringing home the gold medal and all the glory for the United States. Jesus.
And the crowd went berserk. We also had firefighting. 1900 Olympics.
Well, you know, there was a lot of
the damn fires. Portuguese won it, though. Damn it.
They have to carry, like, barrels of water?
I don't know. It's a fire was staged and competitors had to put it out. That's how it's describing to me in this Time article.
I think us three could have meddled in that. Seriously.
Just put out a fire. Portuguese volunteer firefighters won a gold medal. Oh, we couldn't even beat their volunteer firefighters in an amateur contest. And Kansas City firefighters won a gold medal in the professional contest. Okay. All right. Well, at least we won the professional gold medal. Running deer. This event debuted in 1908 at the London Olympics. Cardboard cutouts of deer moved across a distance of 75 feet in 4 seconds. And the competitors had either one or two chances to shoot it. Better than cardboard cutouts, though. We had live pigeon shooting back in the Olympics, back in the 1900 games.
Yes.
Live pigeons were set free in the air. Competitors had to kill as many as possible to win. Listen, I know we couldn't do it today in 2024, 2028, but I feel like we definitely need to bring back some live pigeon shooting. How about this? We have, like, the feral hog hunts that we do, right?
Sure.
That definitely should be an Olympic sport.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
They say how invasive they are. They reproduce quickly. You can buy those hog hunts, like in Texas. They can take you out on a helicopter with a machine gun, and you can just take them out. Why not make that an Olympic sport?
The bird thing. Have you seen the video from, I think it was in Korea, where the birds had all landed on the rim during the opening ceremonies, and then they lit the torch?
Oh, no.
And several of the birds didn't make it off of the torch.
Had some impromptu barbecue.
Yeah. That just came across my feed awful. Recently.
Did that really happen?
Yeah. Because
I was watching the ceremony, and I saw the Olympic torch, the ring, because I know what you're talking about. It was, like, connected to the blimp or whatever that they had, the hot air balloon.
Yeah.
So if there were birds on that, I mean, we basically did our own live pigeon shooting right there, just burning a bunch of birds alive. Oh, is this from, the Seoul Olympics right here?
Yeah.
Grilled live pigeons when lighting the torch.
Oopsie.
They couldn't just shoot them away when that happened? Or well, throw some breadcrumbs, like, in a different location?
They kind of thought they'd get the hint, and then they did not.
I'm watching this right now. You can find the video on Twitter if you just type up Olympic torch birds.
I mean, that is like a crow that, like, stops on the road to, like, eat, you know, a dead squirrel and just doesn't get out of the way of the car coming. That's,
Oh, my God. They are just engulfed.
Don't go look this up. It's
they changed the camera angle immediately.
Like, cut away, cut away.
You know, they're flying away frantically. Oh, my God.
I think the discontinued Olympic sport that really did show the mettle of a country, tug of war.
Oh, God. Yeah.
How do we not have tug of war?
Yeah. I mean if you want to see a country's true strength and strategy, there is strategy in tug of war. You don't want to tucker yourself out too early. Yeah. Why don't we do tug of war anymore? That's disappointing. Yeah, there's another list here, 16 sports that, this is ones we actually do. I think these are just silly ones. Like
pancration?
Like dressage.
Have you heard of pancration?
That sounds like a metal band right there.
Pancration. Opening for Pantera this week at the Tacoma Dome. Pancration.
The pit was insane.
It was a combat sport. I guess it was basically like the UFC from 648 BC.
Back when the first Olympics happened.
The athletes use boxing and wrestling techniques. Kicking, holds, joint locks, chokes on the ground.
Oh, gosh.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to be going through these lists and seeing more of these weird events in Olympic Games history.
Hot air ballooning. I think that's a fun one.
What a battle. Like, they're just bashing their hot air balloons in midair, trying to make the other one crash. That'd be fun to see.
Bumper balloons. That sounds
1900 awful. Paris, France. Hot air ballooning.
They're pointing the flame at the other balloon, trying to light the other on fire.
Sosa says there was art, where it was just people making
just speed art.
I don't even think it was timed. It was just who made the best.
Copy this Picasso. Ready, go.
What? Someone was like, oh, okay, what are we doing, guys?
Come on.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.